Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise. How many people are excited to be here today? I can't hear you. How many people are excited to be here today? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. If you're here, I know that God has something in store for you. So tune in, listen to what God has to say, because I know that there's something here specially for you. Amen. With that being said, I want to thank all the nations that are logging on. Rachel, you got something as far as any stats? Because I think the world needs to know what's going on. They're hungry. Yeah, sure. Come on up. They're hungry. They want to know what's going on. God is doing a great thing through our ministry. People from all over the world are getting touched. We really would like to have them interact with us and get on the website and let us be able to speak into your lives and things like that. Not only do I want to speak into your lives, but I also want you to get blessed. And as you sow into this ministry, you're going to get a return. It's crazy, but it's a spiritual law that's in heaven. What you sow, you reap. You know, how many people understand that sowing and reaping law? Amen. You give to receive. It's just the way God set it up. So if you give, it's for your account. There's a PayPal button. Hit it, bang it, boom, boom, boom. Smack it, keep it going. Fist punch it, do whatever you got to do. $1, if everybody just does $1, because we got such an impact in the world. If just $1 would just come through that PayPal, man, we would be all right. We would be able to expand what we're doing and really get this message out to those that really need it. Amen? With that being said, I'm going to let Rachel fill us in on what's going on.
Since last Sunday we had report, we have 141 new visitors.
141 new visitors, amen? Yeah. That's like daily.
Thursday, this past week, took a giant jump. We had 38 people log in on Thursday alone.
38 people alone
live on Thursday. Thursday's kind of a hot day. I don't really understand.
That's Thirsty Thursday. Everybody knows about Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah. Well, you know, you figure out Monday, people go back to work and they go, really, Monday, this is work day, can't do anything. They get through and they get halfway through the week and they go, oh, wait, there was that place, that thing, that, you know, well, let's go back to that thing. Thursday's like a hot day. In general, there's a couple of new countries that have kind of shown up. I'm thinking for sure the Republic of Serbia showed up on Wednesday night. So that's relatively new. And Indonesia and Argentina and Algeria.
Awesome.
In the United States, briefly, California, where did you go? You kind of dropped a little bit, come back. But Kansas, hello, Kansas. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
I love Kansas now. Absolutely. Not that I don't like California anymore, because I love California, but hi, Kansas. We love to hear from you. In general, people, on the website is the button. It's all the way to the right. It says requests. You can go in, send us message. We read everything. I've gotten a couple not real deals. I want to hear some real people. I like real people. I don't like robots. Keep your robots to yourself. Really? We're going in that viral direction.
Amen.
1,268. No, total since we've been live.
That's
since mid-April.
On new ones.
That's total unique visitors.
Yeah.
We've had, picture, 1,268 people in this room.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little claustrophobic.
Amen.
For me.
Amen. And that's when we redid the website.
Yes.
See, we dropped one and went into another one. So it was like starting all over. So starting all over, I guess those that were built up last time had to find us or what have you, and they're still finding us. But we just had to rebuild, and we rebuilt since April. So since April, you know, that's the growth. We're ready to go viral. I really, truly believe that those that are out there listening understand what viral means. And when we go viral, you know, there are people out there that would love to do what we're doing right now, but just don't have the ability to do it. They want to minister and serve the people. I'm the donkey. How many people realize what the donkey does? The donkey does all the work and the labor and everything else. And there are others out there called financial supporters. And I truly believe that there are investors out there looking for us, and I think they're going to find us. So if you're out there and you want to be an investor to this ministry, just log on, get in touch with us, and we'll be more than happy to be the donkey to your investment and watch people healed, delivered, and set free. How many people have gotten an impact and their lives have changed through this ministry? Amen? Amen. And so you're going to see a big change. So I'm just really proud about what's happening with Michelle and Melinda. You know, and the light is actually coming in. Yeah, let's give the Lord a hand of praise for those two. Yep. Yep. I can't live without God. I can't live without Him. And I want the world to understand who God is, because they can't live without God either. I was dead, literally dead. Now I'm alive. And I'm alive because God came into my life. God was always there. I shouldn't say He came into my life. My eyes were opened and realized that He was there. And I'm just very grateful that now I can see. I once was blind. Now I can see. And I want the whole world to understand that they're blind too. They are. They're seriously blinded. And that their eyes need to be opened. The sad thing about it is only God can open up the blind eyes. There's a verse here in this book here, I call it's the Bible. There are people in Indonesia and some other countries that Rachel couldn't even pronounce. She was having a difficult time, and if she's having a difficult time, I know that there's some countries out there that may have never even saw this book before. It's called the Holy Bible. It's been written and inspired by people that were inspired by the Holy Spirit through God, and this is a great book. This is probably the only book that I have found that bared witness with what's inside of me when I had my life changed. My life didn't change through a religious ceremony. It was changed through a God encounter. It's a whole different ball game. And the mysteries have been given to me to know the truth. And the truth is what set me free. And this book here has it all. The issue that I want to tell everybody is if they pick one of these up, it's going to be very difficult for you to read. How many people here have difficulties reading this book? You can be honest, okay? Because this book is a light. And we have a lot of darkness inside of us that's hiding this light. And it makes it very, very, very difficult to understand it. I'm here to hopefully translate it to you and have you understand. It's not a bad thing not to understand what's in this book. What a bad thing is to pretend that you understand and you really don't. That's the bad thing. It's a good thing if you are honest with yourself and say, listen, I don't really quite understand. Jesus himself, who is a big player in this book, he plays on the New Testament, okay? He even spoke to the people in parables. And the disciples are like, what are you talking in parables for? And he's like, listen, they don't have eyes to see nor ears to hear. Their hearts have grown cold and dumb. Only God can open up their eyes and see. So if God really wants them to know the truth, they'll open up their eyes and he'll be able to see. I want to prepare your hearts so that you have a heart to cry out for God so that he could open up your eyes. It's a bad thing to walk around in this world blind. Think about it. Take just naturally speaking, would you want to be blind? How many people here want to walk around blind? Well, no, I wouldn't. I'm glad I have my eyesight. I am very happy that I have my eyesight. And, you know, I can see. Well, think about it in the spirit. We're all blind. And I want my eyes to be opened more and more and more, because when I am able to have these questions answered, I'm not tormented. When you have a question and you don't understand why, you're literally tormented. How many of us have a question in our heart that is happening in our lives, whether it's physical, spiritual, mental, financially, maybe your geographical location where you're living, and you don't know why? Does anybody have any questions? Why? Okay, are those questions tormenting you? Come on, we can be honest. Yeah. We are built with a bunch of questions. Why? Well, those questions inside of you is literally darkness that's inside of you. If you say you have no darkness that is in you, you're a liar. That's the bottom line. I know with myself, even though God has done a great work inside of me and changed my life, I think he left a little darkness in there. Let the wheat and tares grow together. I guess maybe it's to refine me or something. I don't know. Or maybe to keep me always searching and looking for him and depending on him and constantly having the answers. Lord, give me the answers. I need the answers. Oh, I can't. You know, because without you, I can't see. Without God, I cannot see. So I want you to know, I'm speaking a message. Why God? Well, this is a good place to start for us today. Why God? Because we can't see. We need him to open up our eyes so that we can see. I want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. I want to know what's going to, you know, be my future. I want to know what this person's all about. I want to know what the intent of this person that I'm going to be putting my whole entire life in. I want to know what their objection or motive is. How many people have gone in business with somebody and you're completely blind in the relationship? Okay. And it's kind of like you're always questioning. How about starting a new job? You go in, you don't know what's going on, you have no idea. How about going and leaving for college? And you just don't know which way you're going to go. You don't know what kind of people you're going to meet. You know, you have no idea what's going to happen, right? Well, when you have God in you, you have light in you, and that light brings peace. That light brings joy. That light brings confidence. You can go through storms. You can go through battles. You can go through uncertainty. But to have an inspiration or a light to kind of help guide you, to know that everything's going to be okay and he's going to guide your path, is probably the greatest gift anybody can ask for. So this is why I say, why God? Let me read a scripture verse here. If our whole life, believe it or not, our whole life we live by faith. Amen? Every day we live by faith. You don't even know it. You wake up, you get dressed, you prepare your day. You know, you made a plan. That's faith. So all day long, you live with faith. Well, why not live with faith with God? It makes it a lot easier. With me, I get up in the morning, he's always on my mind. I go throughout my day, he's always on my mind. I can't get God out of my heart. I have a song in my heart all the time. I'm singing to him. I'm looking at all kinds of troubles. Believe me, if you're looking for God and thinking that the troubles are going to go away, you're living a fairy tale. Because the troubles will always be there. But when you have God with you, those troubles aren't really a problem. Those troubles, you laugh at them. You just know you're comforted. There's a supernatural comfort that comes with God. He's like the warm, fuzzy one that kind of pets you and holds you tight and lets you know that everything's going to be okay and not to worry and all that other stuff. So you have these little voices in your heart that say, it's going to be okay when you have God. Now, Michelle gave an awesome message earlier about how she's been hanging out with her best friend. For a moment there, I thought you really had a girlfriend that you call up every day. But in reality, she does have a real girlfriend that she calls up every day in her mind. And she's always talking bad and nasty. And most of us have the same friends. They're basically identical. And if you say you don't have those friends, you're a liar again. I'm going to reveal all the lies that you're in today. Okay? Because I know that we are all of the world. And there is no one different. You're just like me, and I'm just like you. We all battle the same fights and wars. So if I'm battling them and I'm fighting them and I'm dealing with them and you're over here saying, no, my life is perfect, I'm going to look at you and say, you liar, 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 pants on fire, because it's not true. The enemy or the darkness roams around this world looking for them to devour. You're a victim. You're a victim, and he's just waiting for that door to open up to attack you. And the only way that we can win is through God. God is the only one that can literally save us. You cannot be saved without God. And that's why I say, why God? Not many people know who God is. You know, they just have this picture of God. Well, I know who God is. He's that something over here. But there's actually a form of God that we need. First, it starts by faith, and then, of course, truth. I always say, look at the facts. Just look at the facts. You know, I'm a male or I'm a female. I'm this age. I'm that age. You know, these are the facts. You can start out with simple facts. And then you look at your surroundings. Who am I living with? Is this what, you know what I mean? And then just start looking at the facts. When you start allowing the facts to come into your heart, you're actually allowing God to come in. When you start looking at the truth, then God starts coming in. One of the things is we live in a delusional world. We don't want to look at the facts. We don't want to look at the truth. We don't want to look at the light. We avoid it. And if we can start looking at the light, this is the beginning. It's like God standing at the door waiting to come in. And as soon as we begin to start building a foundation of the light, then God comes in. The door opens up and he comes in. So what I would say today is open up your heart. Start looking at the facts. Start looking at your living situation. Start looking at the area that you live in, the people that you surround yourself with. All these things are very, very important in order for God to come into your heart, because denial is deception. Deception is darkness. How many people are following me here? Okay. And a lot of times we go through life and the most simplest things, you might be married to someone who is just tearing your whole entire heart out and you're just allowing it to happen and you're overlooking it. Or you could be longing for a relationship and you're ignoring that you don't have it. And it's just in denial. So you got to get out of denial. You got to get out of the denial and come into the truth. Once you enter into the truth, then God can start giving the desires of your heart. See, your denial is robbing the desires of your heart. How many people are following me over here? Okay? So it's almost like you have hope and you have desires and you have dreams. But you can't get there because the facts that you're living in is all denial. And until you can come to the truth, then your dreams, your visions, your hopes will be able to manifest. It's the worst torment that anybody can go through is when they have all this hope. Oh, I'm going to, let's say I get a job, you know? Oh, I'm going to get a job. But they're in denial. They're not looking at the facts. They're not coming to that place. Now, I believe that your job now is going to be very successful. And I believe also that maybe this one might not be the one that you're going to end up with. But as you come more into the truth, you're going to end up being free from those things that were hindering you from getting that job that you want. You've already laid a foundation here. I heard you confess truth. Now, God's going to open up a door and you're going to enter in. What's holding us back from our hopes and our dreams is desires or denials. How many people are starting to follow what I'm saying? Okay? You got to get down to the facts. You got to get down to the truth. I'm not asking you to change the circumstances because you can't. No one can make someone be someone that they're not. Okay, so let's say you're living with somebody who is just totally grouchy, miserable, and just nuts. Okay? The whole time you're just like in denial. No, they're deep down inside. They're a good person. Oh, deep down inside, they really mean well. Oh, no, it'll be okay. You know? But then you're in denial, and that person's never, ever going to change, and you're never, ever going to be able to move forward. But if you finally get down to the place to say, yes, you know, that person is just miserable, nasty, just needs some serious help, they got some serious issues, and it's just the way it is. And you get free. Now this is what happens. God begins to work. You see, that denial, that deception, is keeping your desires free. Your desires. You don't want that person to be a nasty, miserable, crazy individual. You want that person to be, you know, happy. Well, could it be that we're hindering that individual from being happy? Because you're not happy because that person's not happy. All of a sudden, something starts to transform when you let the facts and the truth come in. All of a sudden, you're set free. Now you become happy. Maybe you're not happy, and that's what's causing that person to not be happy. And maybe they're frustrated with themselves because of the fact that they feel that they're doing something wrong because they don't see you happy. But yet you're saying, I'm happy. What do you mean? There's nothing bothering me. But we're manifesting something that they're picking up. How many people are following this? Okay. There's a scripture verse that says, let the wheat and the tares grow together. Well, there's a reason for that. I'm going to share something here first. Let's see where I'm at. Okay. Jesus got done speaking about a parable, and the disciples came to him and says, the disciples asked him, saying, what does this parable mean? You know, he pulled them aside and says, what are you saying? And he says, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it has been given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. I was talking to John about this earlier, and I said, you know, I'm going to be getting to that soon. The seed is the word of God. I'm going to tell you what the word of God is, because you have to understand what the seed is. The word of God is the truth. The word of God is the facts. You can't change the facts. How many people have been in court, the court of law, and been in front of the judge, and he's like, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. That's, and they're going off, and he's like, just the facts. I just want to hear the facts, because that's where the real picture is. Just the facts. Your situation isn't changing because you're in denial. As soon as you begin to accept the facts, there's going to be a door that's going to open up. And it's going to change your world. We're walking around with our head in the sand. We got to pull our head out of the sand and start looking at the truth. Look at it. It's not bad. See, your circumstances are not bad. They are what they are. It is what it is. Just the facts. But once you agree with the facts, once you agree with the truth, once you begin to agree, you're actually creating God. You're actually allowing that faith because you're now believing the facts. You see? I want you to understand that we're blind. We're literally blind. We have to let our eyes open up. Here's a fact. Do you really believe you're blind? They might say, people might say, I'm not blind. I can actually see. I see them, and I see the colors, and I see. But they're blind. They're in denial. And until our eyes open up, we'll never be set free. Never, 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 never. There's a verse in here. I'm going to go back into this one particular scripture. It says, And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Let me hold on for a moment there. Has anyone ever been so frustrated with something that they just gave up? That means that your heart just grown cold. You just done. Doesn't mean that you accepted the facts, though. It just means that you're just done. Your heart grown cold. You're dealing. You don't want to see it. You don't want to accept the fact that it's over and done with. You just never get over it. How many people have never got over it? They just never got over it. Well, the reason is because you're blind. The reason is because you just can't see. It's done. It's over. It's yesterday. It is what it is. Let it go. But we have such a hard time. Why? Because we're blind. We can't see it. And then you have to ask yourself, why don't you want to see it? Most of the time, people say, it hurts too much. I don't want to accept the fact that I failed. Or maybe I got into a relationship that I regret and I don't want to look as like I'm a failure. Well, you didn't fail. Because anything can be worked out. You see? Things can be worked out. You didn't fail. Nobody failed. How many people have ever felt like they went into something and they seemed to fail? Well, you didn't. Only the lies in your head are saying that you failed. You know, we put ourselves down so much in guilt and shame. We put ourselves down. We look at what we accomplished or what we didn't accomplish, and we judge ourselves this way. God has control of our life, and He's had control of our life from the very beginning. I spoke about willpower and God power on Wednesday, and if you haven't gotten that message, please try to tap into it and get it, because there is a power that is inside of us, and it's a willpower that literally destroys us. It causes us not to see. I could be sitting here telling you the truth and paint a picture for you, and your willpower is kicking in saying, no, I don't want to see it. No, I don't want to believe it. No, I don't want to see it. No, I don't want to believe it. No, I'm tired of hearing it. No! That's willpower. That's your willpower. But God's power is this. Open up your eyes and see. Just come on, you can open up. Come on, accept the facts. Come on now. It's done and over. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Come on now, move on, move on. I can't, I can't, I can't. And now you have a fight between willpower and God power. Who's going to surrender? If you surrender to God power, you'll save your life. Listen to what this verse here says. It says, seeing you will see and not perceive, for the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn. That means turn. That means, you know, you never go down that road anymore. So that I should heal them. That's why we're stuck in our situations. We're blind, and because of the blindness and the deception, we're stuck. And you're never, ever going to get out of it. Never. There could have been circumstances in our life, maybe 10, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, that we are refusing to look at the facts. Now, you got hope for change. oh, I got hope. I'm going to meet somebody, or I'm going to get a new job, or I'm going to have a new life, or that person will change and everything will be great. You can have all the hope in the world, and you can never lose hope, but you always have something that is standing in between you and your hope. It's called deception. And that deception is closed the door for opportunity of change. You're not turning. If you don't turn, you're not getting a change. You have to be able to see and let the truth come in so that God power can then start changing your life. If you keep, now listen, it's not bad to accept the facts, okay? Let's say you have an issue with blood. And that blood, I have to take insulin. And I have to maybe even use needles. And I feel embarrassed because of the fact that I have to do this. It's the facts. Just do it. It's okay. Don't be ashamed. Don't hide it. Don't feel bad about it. It is what it is. And then watch what God power does. God power comes in, and all of a sudden, boom, works. And all of a sudden, boom, hey, guess what? I'm free. I don't have to deal with the medication. I don't have to deal with the needles. I don't have to deal with any of that stuff. And it was simply because you came to the truth, and the truth set you free. How many people are following me, what I'm saying? Okay. You could be in a relationship, or you could have had a relationship and you never let that relationship go. How about this one? But you say you did, but you didn't because you keep bringing it up every day. So your heart is deceivingly wicked. Your heart is deceivingly wicked, and because your heart is deceivingly wicked, it's robbing you from your hopes. It's robbing you from the truth. And you can't have God power in you to work. You have nothing but willpower. And willpower cannot do anything for you. Willpower cannot save your soul. I know this. You might be able to kick some doors open. You might be able to get that job for that month or two, but guess what? It will crumble. It will fail. It'll never happen. You might get a good doctor report, but guess what? Next week, it's going to shoot up really high. You might have a good date, and everything might look good, and you might have a live-in boyfriend, but it never ties the knot. It just goes on and on and on and on and on because of willpower, but it never comes to peace. It never dots the end of a period and closes the door. It never brings a future. Never. There's always uncertainty. There's always a doubt. There's always darkness that comes with willpower. I want God power to work in your life. I want God power to work in your life. And when you can have God power work in your life, you will end up seeing your whole entire life change. If you can let your future laid out with a good foundation of the facts, you can't change the facts. And if your eyes begin to open up and see, you're going to allow God, who is the light that allows you to see, enter in. And when God is in your house, you can do nothing but prosper. There is no kill, steal, and destroy anymore. It's all healing and prospering and restoring. How many people want to be restored? How many people want restoration in their family, in their relationships, and in their life? How many people really want to be free? Well, you can't be free if you're in denial, if you're in a lie, if you're not looking at the truth. And if you keep carrying baggage from the past that you can't do anything about. How many of us have baggage still? It's okay. It's all right. What's bad is when you say, no, I left that baggage back a long time ago. Oh, no, you didn't, because I just heard you the other day and you brought it up. No, I forgot that a long time ago. I'm over that situation. Hello, what did I hear? Are you calling me a liar then? I guess what able to allow me to hear the truth, I guess that's the deception in me. Not. I think it's the light in me that allowed me to hear what you're bringing up 20 years ago. We can't be walking around deceiving ourselves. We have to let the baggage at the airport, in the country that you visit, so that when you come back home, that baggage is left there, far, far away. And let somebody else pick up that baggage. Let them run with it. Let them, you know, think that they got all these issues and problems and all that other stuff. Look, as soon as you agree with the facts, you're going to watch things change. As soon as you begin to look at the situation and be honest with it, and your eyes begin to open, your situation is going to change. I can sit here all day and tell you that your situations are going to change, okay, without you changing. Oh, don't worry about it. It's going to get better. Oh, everything's going to be better. Oh, I'll just fluff you up with a bunch of hope. And oh, I can see your hopes and dreams. They're going to happen. Oh, they're going to come to pass. Oh, just keep waiting on God. Everything will be okay. Oh, sure. That's what you want to hear, right? Everything. You don't want to hear the fact that you have to look at the truth. Oh, no, don't tell me I got to look at it. Ah, no, I like putting my head in the sand. No, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it. I want to stay in denial. I want to stay in denial. No. That's the worst thing you want to hear. But I'm here to save your soul, not fluff and pet it and build something here and use you and abuse you. I'm here to see you free. My reward will be in heaven. I had someone say, hey, Jim, you can have a bigger ministry if you would just back off a little bit. Really? Well, what's God going to think? You know, what's he going to think? But Jim, if you just talk about hope all the time and just, you know, fill those people up with a lot of hope, don't give them the hard stuff. Just constantly, look, 45 minutes of hope, you'll build that place. And then I had offers willing to put a church building and fill it up with evangelists. Tim was there. Kurt, you were there. You saw it. They invited me to a luncheon in the whole nine yards. And, oh, my God, it was there. The future would have been real nice and bright. But I got to answer to somebody bigger than them. I got to answer to somebody who has prepared a nice house for me when I leave this earth. You understand? My reward is your soul. And if your soul can get on the path of righteousness, I'll be taken care of. So I will never stop speaking the truth. And it's hard. How many people realize that hearing the truth is hard? Nobody wants to hear the truth. Nobody wants to look at the facts. Nobody wants to. They're embarrassed. Do you know how many times we're embarrassed to the truth? We don't want to look bad. Well, to be honest with you, that's called pride. And God resists the proud. He resists. And he doesn't want to have anything to do with that pride. He kind of backs off. But when we start looking at the truth and we humble ourselves and look at the facts and we begin to accept the dirtiness in our life, so to say, the failures in our lives, so to say, oh, we're real quick to tell everybody about the good things, right? Sometimes we even made it to where we made the bad things good things because we build ourselves up. But I stayed strong through it. Oh, I got over it. I feel pretty good. It took me a little bit, but I'm good. And then your heart is still in a bad, bad, sad place. That's more deception. We're filled with deception after deception after deception. And if we can break away from deception, you're going to see your hopes and your desires come to pass. It might not happen tomorrow, but it will be happening faster than if you stay in deception. If you stay in deception and never accept the facts, your hopes and dreams and desires will never come, and that's all they'll be, a wish list. How many of us have a big, long wish list that has been going on for how many years now? Huh? I'll tell you what, as soon as I came to this truth and I applied it to my life, it seems like I can't check the list off fast enough. It's like, whoa, the wishes are coming too quick. I better slow down. Put myself in a little bit of deception. Nah, I'm not going to look at that one. I got to get a breath. I need some breathing. Because the wish list is going so quick. I want to make you jealous. I want to stir you up. I want you to see that your wish list can come to pass too. Now, I'm not going to say that you're not going to go through some storms. Okay, because you're going to go through some storms. You might have built a little bit of a kingdom over here, and your wish list is over here, and that kingdom's going to have to be destroyed. Oh, man, you might go through some pretty good hell for a little bit, but if you know the truth, you can go through that fire and not get burnt. And let that kingdom be destroyed, and then you start over again, and it's all new and fresh and exciting. Look, there are some things that we build up in our lives. We build up a reputation, we build up, you know, a talkative life, you know, a subject about, oh, there's the person that went through such and such. Oh, I remember that person. Oh, they went through a bad situation. I know them. You know, we build up a life. Well, now maybe we have to destroy that life. Maybe we have to crumble it down. And then, oh, well, what are we going to talk about then? Well, maybe you don't have anything to talk about for a while. But that's okay, because there's some good things that are going to come into your life that you can talk about. How many people are following me on this one? Wonderful, because light is coming in. That's my job, is so that your eyes can be opened up and see how you're living your life. Because my desire is for you not to be suffering anymore. I would love to see your dreams come true. I would love to see you come into happiness. I would love to see the things that you're suffering no longer torment you anymore. Man, that is desire of my heart. I would love that so much, to hear success come out of your heart. You know what hurts me? How you doing? Everything's fine. What do you mean everything? Everything's fine. And then give it a couple minutes, and next thing you know, I hear the whole list of all the nonsense that is just happening. It's like, man, is this your identity? Yeah, you can only fool somebody so long. And then all of a sudden, you know, the truth will eventually unravel. And your identity is there. Your fruit will remain. Let me share something here with you. There's a scripture verse that I want to read. And there's two spots here that... Okay, here you go. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For surely I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and do not hear it. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives the seed by the wayside. But he who receives the seed on a stony place, this is he whose heart the world and the amenities receive it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. And this is why it's so important to get plugged in, so that you can constantly be built up. You know, you need to be built up over and over and over. And it says in 22, now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of the riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives the seed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces like a hundredfold, a 60-fold, and a 30-fold. So there's good fruit that happens when you start to receive the truth. Now understand the seed. The seed is the word. The word is the facts. The facts are, okay, that's the word. You can't change the facts. You can't change the word. The word is. It is what it is. This is the word. It's the facts. It's the truth. Don't hide the truth. Don't be ashamed of it either. It is what it is. It's like this. You were dealt a hand of cards. Let's say you got a couple of twos, a couple of threes, and a four. You can't really do anything with that hand. Okay? Best thing is there's a little hope you can maybe pull something out of the hat and get a full house, or maybe you can get a two of a kind, or whatever it is, okay? Or maybe just twos. How many people are upset with that hand? Let's be honest. Anybody play poker or whatever, play cards or whatever? Okay, you're going to look at that hand and go, ah! And it's a game, too. And you're getting upset. Ugh! And then you can't even be honest. What do you got? Ah, nothing. Don't worry about it. I got twos and threes, and it's a junky hand, and you throw it down. But is it really a junky hand? And maybe the next hand's going to be your magic hand. But because you haven't accepted the truth, your next hand is going to be junky. And the next one's going to be junky. And no matter what you do with your willpower, it's going to be junky. And junky, and junky, and junky, and it's never going to be blessed. You're never going to have a blessing in lies. You're never going to have a blessing in deception. You're never going to have a blessing in darkness. You can only get a blessing in the light. Now, I want to talk to those who are beginners. Because there's no sense in me talking to somebody who has already, you know, been involved in this stuff for a real long time. I need to start everybody from the ground up. So I want us to leave today with this. Let's be honest. Let's start accepting the truth. And don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel bad. How many are understanding this one? Okay? If you had a bad day, you had a bad day. Don't say it's a good day. You're already in deception. I want you to see and be aware of how quickly we fall into deception. What, do you want to hurt that person's feelings? Or you don't want to hurt that person's feelings because you're having a bad day and you don't want to tell anybody? You having a bad day? Yeah, I'm having a bad day. Well, wait a minute. It's not a bad day. It's just difficult. It's okay. Everybody's allowed to have a bad day. I love these. How's your day? Oh, it's great. It's just wonderful. And they just got done arguing and fighting 2 minutes ago with their loved one or spouse or kid or whatever it was. Or, you know, had a hard time at work. Oh, it's just wonderful. It's so great. Come on, man. Let's be real with ourselves. Deception starts a little bit. 11 spoils a whole bunch. A little bit. You start your day off with deception and a little bit. Guess what? By the end of the day, you'd be surprised how much darkness you were living in. Don't be ashamed of your life. Don't be ashamed of your life. It is what it is. Don't pull somebody off to the side, make them your best friend, and tell your best friend everything. And then everybody else, you just deceive. How many people fall into that trap? Come on, you're allowed to fall into that trap. It's okay. Amen, amen. Look, you're already in deception. Nobody wants to accept the fact that they fall in those traps. Watch, and you'll see. Your life is going to change because of your courage and how you confessed and stood up and confessed your friend and how you stood up and boldly confessed. Light is coming in. Your whole situation is going to change. Expect weight loss. Expect these things happening because you are being honest. You're allowing God power to come into your life. And God power is going to save you. Guarantee these words. I know how deception steals from us. You want a breakthrough in your finances? I'm going to give you a breakthrough in your finances. If you're broke, admit it that you're broke. And accept the fact and tell people, I'm broke! And be happy about it, because you know that you're going to change the circumstances, because God said, you're going to prosper. Hey, don't go back and talk about how rich you were yesterday. Talk about how broke you are today. It's okay. Don't be ashamed of it. How many people are following me here? Amen. I want us to get a financial breakthrough. The reason why we're not getting through those breakthroughs is because we're not being honest with our situation. Let the light come in. Don't be ashamed of certain circumstances in your life. If you're ashamed of the circumstances in your life, if you're ashamed of the conditions that are happening in your life, you'll never be free. You'll never be free. If you don't like certain areas in your life and you're hiding them, you'll never be free. Because you're encamped in darkness. You gotta let the light come in. You know, the scriptures are so wonderful. The Bible is so wonderful because there's something in there that says, if you got a problem with your brother and you go to your brother and they don't change, then you take it to another level and you go tell them a friend. If they still don't change, then you take the problem and then you go to the whole congregation. What are they trying to do? They're trying to bring the light in. They're trying to expose denial. They're trying to get you to bring the light in and expose the darkness so that the situation will what? Change. I just want the situation to change. I want everybody to be blessed. God, it rips my heart out when I hear that your situation is as bad as mine. It rips me. It just rips me. I'm thinking to myself, how am I ever going to prosper if these people are broke? I want you to come to a place so that I can be blessed. It's all about me. And it will always be all about me. I don't care about you. I care about me. The moral of the story is, but it's so real. And it's so liberating, too. When you can get things off of you, when you can actually accept the truth and walk away from it, the deception. Do you know how heavy deception is in your life? Do you know how much of a weight it is to, like, cover it up? To cover up certain circumstances in your life? But, man, when you can rip that lead blanket off, and you're like, woo, I'm out of the closet. It feels so good. How many people have ever come out of the closet? It's okay. You can come out. Come out now. All you that are in the closet, come out. It's okay. It's okay. Come out of the closet. Get out of the deception. Get out of the lies. Let things go to bed. Put them to bed. Things that happened yesterday, please put them to bed. You know, bury a big, deep hole in your heart or wherever you want. Dig it as deep as you can. Put the dirt on top of it and do me a favor. Jump up and down and stamp. Stamp that dirt down so it's not real fluffy and easy for it to pop its hand up and come back out. Stamp it down. Pour some concrete over it. Let it go. It's not doing you any good. It's not doing you any good holding on to things. It's not doing any good. Oh, I remember when I looked like this and I got 50 pictures of just when I looked like that hanging all over my wall. Come on. Let it go. Let it go. Get the pictures out of your house. Let it go. I don't care if your life was great back then. What about tomorrow? You got how many more years to live? Let's live. Let's wake up and live. Let's not be walking dead, the zombies walking dead. You're nothing but death, dumb, blind, and I'm going to add one. Zombie. You are a zombie. Let's break away from being a zombie. That nasty, has anybody ever seen a zombie before? That's us in the spirit. We're nothing but living zombies. We need to break away from that garbage. And listen, our circumstances are not going to change if we don't confess. This is the key. You need to confess. If you confess to one another, you'll be forgiven. It's not your dirty deed that you did the other day. Oh, I was at the bar for 1 o'clock to 1 o'clock and I came home a little drunk. And I'm going to confess that to my best friend that won't tell anybody, I swear.
No.
You gotta literally confess. If some stranger came up to you and said, hey, how's your day? You don't say, hey, wonderful. You say, you know what? It could be better, but I'm getting through it. How's your day? Probably as bad as mine. Well, hang out with me then. All right, we'll get through it together. Come on. Hey, you know God? Let me introduce him to you because he's starting to come into my life. Not the God you know, but this God that this guy knows. His name's Jim. He knows this real God that will set you free. And I'm getting to know his God. I want you to know my God. My God has changed my life and I am so grateful and so happy. Am I still got the same problems as you? Yes. And those problems will never leave. Matter of fact, he gives me more problems because I learned from them to sit up here and talk and stand up here and talk to you about them. Because I learned from them. And I'm going to tell you how to get free from them. I was in the same circumstances. I didn't want anybody to know my failures, my dirt, and all that stuff. Who does? Who does? Let's be real. You want people to look at you as successful, as good, and all this other stuff. But you know what? Tomorrow, your life is going to change. There's going to be things that are going to come in and out of your life that are going to alter your ways of life. That's just the way it is. Your heart might be set up and going in one direction, and then all of a sudden, you wake up tomorrow, and then all of a sudden, your heart's stirred up and you don't want to go in that direction anymore. You want to go in this direction. That's what happened to me. God grabbed me by the throat and he says, if you don't go in this direction, I'm going to kill you. That's how I felt. And I said, but Lord, you don't understand. I got a lot of bills and I got a lot of people that are going to come after me and I don't care. That's my problem. It's time now. Or I'm going to strangle you. I'm going to throw you in the belly of a whale and you're going to hang out in the ocean in a belly of a whale if you don't listen to me. But Lord, you don't understand. I'm going to be in big trouble. I don't care. And I had to make a decision. And in the world, people probably say, you made a bad decision. But I am not in the world. I don't maybe in the world, but I'm not of it. And it doesn't matter what you think. And this is where you need to be. It doesn't matter what the world thinks. The facts are the facts. And I have to be obedient unto death, or he'll choke me. And I don't want to be choked by God. He don't care. He'll throw you in a belly of a whale until you repent. And then when you repent, he'll make the whale puke you up, or the big fish, and bleh, right on the land that you need to be at. He's not going to make the fish throw up somewhere in Jibit. He'll put you right where you need to be. And maybe that's where we got to go right now. Maybe some of us here have to get into the belly of a fish and surrender, so that God can take that fish and take you across the ocean and barf you up and change your life. Who's willing to do that? If we could just close our eyes for a moment. I want God to change your life. It's not going to be easy. If you're willing to take the chance and have your whole life altered and destroyed so that you can get a new one, the life that you're living now is nothing but death. But your new life will be so much better. Everything that you dream of might not happen in the very beginning, but everything that the desire of your heart, everything that is in you, will come to fruition. I promise. Or I would never say so. The only thing I have is my word. The only thing that I have is my truth. And right now, if I declare a word and speak, I know it's true or I will never say it. There's too much God in me now, because I ruined my life to get one. And he closes my mouth and keeps it really nice and tight. And then he opens it up and I can't even control the words that come out. So if you're one that wants to have a new life and you're struggling with deception, you're not accepting the facts, you're not accepting the truth, you have an issue of believing truth, and you just are like, I'm not accepting that. I'm not accepting that. I'm not accepting that. You might have heard truth to where, oh no, I'm healed, delivered, and set free. I'm not accepting that. Well, you got to accept it before you can accept the truth, not accept it. You got to accept it first, and then you can start not accepting it. Let's just wait on the Lord for a moment. God's doing something right now. Beginning to open up all the areas that we tend to hide from, all the areas that we're ashamed of. Don't hide it. Don't be ashamed. I want you up here. God's going to touch you. Tim, I'm going to need an usher, catcher. If you feel God on you, you feel a manifestation of an awakening, an awareness, if you've sensed something in your heart, feel, I want you to come up. Because God's going to break away those lies. Something has been inside of you. There it is. See? Look. You just can't not deny the manifestation of the glory of God. How can a grown man just start weeping? It just doesn't happen. That's the glory of God. And that's only because light is coming into a dark area and God is setting you free. Let another one come. You see what I'm saying? Let them all come. Let all the darkness come. You see? you'll never be the same. And those areas in your life right now will be broken. There it is, another one. There is like four or five right now. There it is, take it, take it. There's like four or five of them right now that are gonna change your life. And never, never, never be the same. There's another one. These are all hopes that are coming to pass now. I want people to understand what is happening. There are hopes and desires that we have not gotten because of deception. And now, whatever you were hoping for, there were six desires that have just are coming to pass right now. Right now. There it is. There it is. Keep letting God open up your heart and begin to see these desires. Understand right now that your circumstances that you're in are not changing because of denial. And right now, all you need to do is accept it in your heart. The things that I've been lying about, I'm not going to lie about them anymore. Whatever they were, let the light come in, accept it, and then instantly you'll be healed. Instantly, instantly, instantly. God's already working on you right now. Let him come. There's one there.